Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point, presented by 70% Complete. Today, I am your host, as per usual. It is I, Phil. Hi. Some updates on springtime in New England. I just killed the first mosquito in my car. Hell has arrived. Great. Cannot wait. Today's point, speaking of bugs, I guess. Alright, here's the deal. I don't know if you've heard about this game before. It's called Metroid Dread. And I've been playing it, and I have been loving it. And I am so happy to finally have played this game. Point number one, I guess. That point 0.1. Before the actual point number one. I've said this before. I think we all need a good reminder. While they still exist, use your local library. They probably have a game section. That is how I am playing Metroid Dread. Especially for Nintendo games, I find. The access to them through the library is pretty good. And when you don't want to pay the $60 or $70 for a Nintendo game that never goes on sale, the library is a fantastic get. I've had Metroid Dread for, I think, about 2 weeks now, and I'll have it for another two so I can finish it out. Use your local library, folks. It's important. You're paying for it through your taxes probably anyways, and they have a huge selection. There's incredibly nice people. Participate in your local library. There's events there. Use the computers. Read the newspapers. Get some good books. Get some good video games. Okay, point number one. Metroid Dread. It's good. Did you know? if you listened to the Metroid Prime Remastered episode we did of the Content Mill a couple weeks back, you can kind of hear me be a little on the fence about the Metroid games in general. So I played Metroid Prime Remastered over the holidays, and I mostly had a good time. I said on the episode, and I'll reiterate here because I think this is kind of a going theme for my experience with Metroid games up until Dread, is that I need to constantly remind myself that it is a 20-year-old or 30-year-old video game that has been remastered or untouched since then. Metroid Prime Remastered looked beautiful, played pretty okay, and the like game loop was pretty solid for me, but I had to constantly remind myself that like this is an old game that just starts to look a little bit better. And I think that the thing that I'm loving about Dread is that's just not true. This is a modern-ass video game that feels like a modern video game built upon the pillars of the previous Metroid games. And I don't mean that in, like, the visuals are flashy and the controls feel better. The visuals are flashy. We'll get to that in a minute. But I don't think that that's really necessary to the, like, why I think this feels modern and seems modern. The controls, though, I will say, I'm struggling a bit with them, mostly because this is a problem I had with Metroid Zero Mission and Metroid Fusion before I bounced off of both of them, is that I don't know what it is, but there's something about a Metroid game that makes your hand do, like, finger jujitsu, and it just never works for me. Like, I don't have the... Maybe it's just because I'm playing on a Switch Lite, and that's like, not great, but the combination of, like, having to use the aim and then hold the rocket button and hit the button and aim with the left stick, it's just, like, it's a little finicky for me. It just doesn't completely work the way that I want it to. I think it's probably the, like, toggle missiles thing that I would rather it be, like, a push toggle than, like, a hold. But, you know, Nintendo, not super well known for accessibility settings. Maybe it's in there. I haven't even checked because of said reputation. I also, just to get the complaint zone out of the way, I kind of wish this was a D-pad game sometimes. Like, the amount of times that I've been captured by the big bad enemies because I was trying to, like, go down a ledge and turn into a morph ball, or, like, I didn't hit up correctly on the analog stick. I was, like, trying to run and also hit up, that it didn't work, was just, like, a little frustrating. I got over it because I murdered that Emmy, but... yeah, there's some, like, especially when you're frantic and, like, a little bit stressed, it's, like, a little bit tricky. Which kind of brings me to why I love this game so much. So I think the thing about Metroid is that a lot of people talk about Fusion as, like, probably one of the best 2D Metroid games. It has, like, the story about SAX and, like, the horror of having, like, a clone of yourself just walking around. I didn't feel that, really. The story in Fusion just didn't really work for me. I don't think that there really is a story to Fusion, at least the parts that I've played, which is, I think, like, two-thirds of the game. I didn't really feel too, like, scared by it, and I think that's what is really working for me in Dread, is that it is a horror game. Like, it has those moments where, like, my heart is racing and there is nothing I can do and I just need to run and hope that this works. Like, I need to hope that I can hit this counter that, you know, I hit one every 10 times. And the times that I pull it off, it's fucking exhilarating. The times that I don't, it's like, okay, fine, I'll just, like, reload and try again. Like, the game is pretty good about basically checkpointing you outside Emmy doors, but the thing about Metroid Dread, all right, Metroid Dread, it is a Metroid game. It's a 2D Metroid game where you collect power-ups, run through the world, and get stuff. And then you get more power-ups, and you can get more stuff, and the whole point is that you have to escape this world. And the one wrinkle here is that there are typical Metroidvania bosses in there, although I've kind of only fought one or two of them at this point. But the actual main problems, not even antagonists, but, like, the main problems in Metroid Dread are the Emmys, which are robotic, like, four-legged Terminators, kind of. Your weapons will never be able to hurt them, and they will basically two-shot kill you. They come up, they grab you, you have to hit a counter to block that. If you miss that, they will then pierce your brain, and you can try to counter that, but you usually won't. Which means that when you enter these Emmy zones, which are the places where they roam around, they hear you. They can find you by sound, and especially in the later levels, they start adding, like, map hazards that will pop off and, like, draw the Emmy to you. So there's a little bit of extra terror there. And like I said, you can't do anything. You have to basically navigate their zones and, like, crisscross them to get to other safe zones. And then once you are able to finally find the, like, central processing unit of that area, you shoot it in a very contrived and unnecessary, like, shooting arena thing. It's just really dumb. It's like an armored brain that floats above you, and you just have to continue shooting it while it's, like, point defense guns and other guns that shoot flaming sonic rings at you try to chip you down. I feel like it's completely unnecessary, but, you know, that's fine, I guess. It's also the goofiest looking thing in the game. It's just a brain and it has a single eyeball. Like, this is kind of where we're running up against the part where I like this game. I still don't know if I like Metroid as a concept. The Metroids themselves, which I have not seen yet, I suspect they're here, just don't do it for me. There's a little too, like, too much Super Nintendo, like, Super Nintendo cuteness, like, pixel art cuteness to a lot of these monsters that are, like, they're fine. It's not, like, terrifying to me. It's just normal. But the Emmys, since they are not that, they are a new enemy in the game, they are terrifying. Like, they do the spooky thing where they walk on all fours, They like fold inside themselves to go different places. So they just like move in a really uncanny kind of way. They like crawl like dogs. And then when they're, you know, coming to get you, they'll stand up and grab you. And they have this vision cone on the front of them that, you know, swivels around. And it is what they're using to find you, but they also hear you. So when you're close to an Emmy, you'll hear this like radar ping in the world, which makes this game a little bit difficult to play with the sound off, a way that I typically play video games, Switch games specifically. And then once it finds you, or once you like move enough or jump or something, it will like give you a little yellow circle around you, like, oh no, the Emmy, this is your last known position of the Emmy. And the game continues to give you more powers to get around that, but it's some of the most terrifying parts are playing this game and then using one of the abilities, which you get pretty early, I would say after the first or second one. It's a cloaking ability where you just kind of put, like, you have your active camo, and you just flip that sucker on, and you really hope that your active camo powers do not run out before the Emmy goes away, because it will get right up in your face. The camera will zoom in, and you will now have to like sit there and absolutely sweat while this thing stares you down. And those are, for my money, like the best parts of this game. The best parts of the game are the Emmy parts. I wish that they would ramp up the horror in these games, or like in those aspects of the game, because like the rest of it is fine, you know? Like I still have the feeling that I did in Remastered, where at some point I would just like the enemies to go away. Like they serve the purpose of refilling your energy and refilling your missiles, but like I would rather they just go away. Like once I make my way through this world and blast them, like the combat is not, like that's not why I'm here. Like I'm not here to be blasting all of these different creatures. I'm here to escape the Emmys and get the hell off of this world. And the like small chip damage and dealing with stuff like that is like less interesting to me. At least gameplay wise. Thematically, I think that stuff is very interesting, because for the most part, like the stuff I've played in Metroid games is very much about like the X parasite and the Metroids used as like a manufactured being to destroy the X parasite. And then every time Samus gets all mixed up in all of this stuff, bad stuff happens to her, and she typically has to like solve a problem. The thing that is really surprising to me though is that from my like tiny purview of playing these games, Metroid Prime Remastered is about like, oh no, your ship crashed, and like I guess you gotta kinda solve this problem because the space pirates are here. Metroid Dread is very much like, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, bad things are happening, you need to leave. You don't know what happened, you just know that there's a big Chozo dude who messed you up, and you gotta get out of here. And as you leave, Samus is just like wholesale murdering all of the creatures of this world. And I think that there's something that's like really interesting about looking at Metroid Dread as like an ecological critique of science and how like we play video games and just absolutely wholesale slaughter all of these things. Like you look at what has happened to the Emmys. Like there are like the Emmy zones are research stations, it seems. Like these are places where the Emmys have like either created stations or stations have been created for them, although it does say that they were sent down like autonomously because bad things happened to the people there. So it just kind of gets this weird thing where like what is happening in this world, and like why are these creatures, like the incredibly diverse world that you are in, are all connected by these tram systems and all this stuff. And Samus is just like bounty hunter down there to just go do a murder everywhere. I think it's kind of fascinating to see where this story goes, because I think we know, at least at where I am in the game right now, I think they say right at the opening that the person who killed you is potentially an ancient Chozo warrior, which I thought they were extinct. Maybe not. But that also raises some questions, right? Like, And I think this is the thing that is, like, really engaging to me about this game, is that I'm not really thinking about the lore. I'm mostly running away from the Emmys and, like, having heart palpitations about it. But when I'm not, this game has finally got me to think and care about the Metroid universe in a way that Fusion didn't, the way that Zero Mission didn't, and the way that Prime Remastered didn't. Because those just seem like games where you, like, they seemed like they could have been, you know, gray-boxed versions of Metroidvanias. And I think, like, the Metroidvania concept has kind of moved beyond what those games were when they came out. Like, we're so far past that now. But the thing that is, like, really driving me forward here is I haven't played a Metroidvania like this that incorporates horror mechanics in a way that, and, like, puzzle horror mechanics that Dread does. And I think that's what's, like, so interesting about this game is that, you know, the visual presentation of, like, and making, like, looking like a nice glossed up version of this is great. The armor designs are incredible. The, like, environment design is pretty cool. It still has the thing that I don't love about, like, Metroid games in general. It's a little too chrome and clean and nice, but, like, the depth that they go into to, like, have active things going on in the background. And the thing that is, like, really flooring me is that even though Samus is a almost completely silent protagonist in this game, she, like, emotes. Like, her body movements emote. She, like, engages with Adam. She engages with all of these different parts of the world. And, like, the cutscenes are great. It's, like, really well done. And it has this incredible style, stylistic flair that I haven't seen in other games like this, where it goes from 2D into 3D and it zooms seamlessly out. So when you're shooting those Emmys, you will have to, like, hit a button and it will zoom into over-the-shoulder mode and you are aiming your blaster to take that thing down. And as it gets closer and closer and closer, you, like, run out of the chance to charge your shot. And it's really fucking cool. I am having such a grand time with this game. I cannot wait to go back and play it some more. I'm actually waiting for my train, which is where I've been playing this game. It's incredible. Like, I have been so on the fence about playing a Metroid game since playing Zero Mission and Fusion last summer. And then, like, Metroid Prime Remastered did not get me chomping at the bit to jump in some more. But I'm all the way in on Dread. I think it's doing some really cool stuff. And I really hope that more Metroidvanias like this come out with horror-style mechanics where, like, you cannot defeat this thing with bullets. You cannot, like, all you can do is run. Like, all you can do is run and hope that you get to a door faster than that thing gets to you. And I think that's really cool. It's a really cool way of playing with some of the mechanics and some of the themes that are in Metroid that, like, beyond the isolation, I think pulling from the actual inspirations of Alien makes this game like an all-timer Metroidvania for me already. It's so good. In case you didn't hear, Metroid Dread, it's a good video game. You should go play it. Let me know if you are a Metroid Dreadhead. Dreadhead, I like that. That's good. Let me know if you're a Dreadhead or if there's something else hiding in some of these other Metroid games that are, like, thematically interesting to you. The theme of fear and ecological disaster I find really compelling about these games. And I think that there's cool stuff in the lore of Prime Remastered, but they're really doing some interesting stuff in Dread that I really like to hear about. So, yeah, go use your library and get Metroid Dread through your library. What's not to love? It's basically like Blockbuster, but you don't have to pay for it. That sounds great. All right. We'll see you later. Have a good rest of your day. Thanks for listening to Point to Point from 70% Complete. Go check out the website. I will have a video up. We'll see. I'm working on it. Announcement time. I'm working on a new video. It's about Wolfenstein. And it's not about what you think. Probably. So that'll be coming out probably in the next couple weeks. But stay tuned. I might be putting up some Wolfenstein VODs and some other stuff about it. So, yeah, hang tight. But this has been Phil. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Adios.